T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Enough to join us as we hit on this 8 a.m. on a Friday morning.
Yes.
Great. Does a brilliant job. Eagles play-by-play en Espanol. He is the play-by-play man en Espanol for the Yankees, formerly of the Phillies, knows baseball very well, is a fellow host here at WIP, our own Ricky Ricardo. What's up, Rick?
Good morning, Jonathan, Joseph, Albert, all of you.
Well, Ricky, how would you... You had a lot of, both as a player and as a manager, a lot of run-ins, conversations, Q&A with Gabe Kapler. To start things off most simply, did he get a fair shake in Philly?
All right, let's start with that question, which is the basic premise of this once and for all. He got a fair shake simply because of the fact that he got a second year. Okay, after that huge collapse after year, wasn't that the worst collapse in the history of the franchise? Am I not correct?
It was, yeah, from August 7th on or something like that.
Yeah, they went from 15 games over to what, 2 games under.
Right, the worst collapse in the history of the franchise, which spans more than 100 years. So even bringing him back after that settles that question about whether he was given a fair chance. He was given a fair chance by bringing him back after that monumental collapse. But let me start with this. I've got a lot of respect for Gabe Kapler's baseball knowledge, but that man, and I have said this all along, John, if anyone you know, I said this from the beginning, Gabe Kapler was the wrong guy in the wrong market. Gabe Kapler is Merlot, wine, and cheese. Philadelphia is a shot in a beer town, blue collar. It's a very provincial town, and Gabe Kapler's whole personality just does not fit in this city. So he was behind the eight ball from the beginning simply because of the way he is. And I'm convinced Gilio uses the coconut oil, too. That's part of the reason why he's backing Gabe Kapler.
Well, here's what is the truth, Rick. You're right on not the second part, the first part. He was doomed from the start. He wasn't a Philly guy. The way he talked, the way he looked. I mean, people used to get annoyed with the way he looked. You're right about that. That his personality in this city were just oil and water.
Well, Rick, when you go from his image, his personality that didn't mesh well. What about Gabe Kapler, the manager? At what point did you say, well, maybe he's not fit for this job?
Well, here, Gabe Kapler's got a lot of similarities, and here we go. I'm going there, boys. He has got a lot of similarities with one Chip Kelly. All right? These are guys that want to reinvent the wheel. They think they're the smartest guy in the room and that they're going to take their particular sport to the next level by revolutionizing it one way or the other. And they're both wrong. It still comes back to fundamentals. See the ball, hit the ball, throw strikes, and don't blow it. The manager in today's baseball is there to not lose a game. No longer do you have the type of strategy that the Tony La Russas and the Bobby Coxes of the world and the Earl Weavers and the Billy Martins, all that is gone. A manager's job these days is don't blow it. And Kapler, in my opinion, blew it on several occasions. The use of the bullpen, not using, and just the way he dealt with his players. And I agree with the opinion shared this morning as I've been, and I'm, by the way, I'm in Philadelphia at the airport, guys, getting ready to go back home. So I've been listening all morning. And the opinions, sir, that have about Kapler's way of handling players. You can't go in, and I saw this in Clearwater, where he would go into the weight room, and Kapler is, you know, is a sculpted, you know, human being. He is George Clooney in a baseball uniform. And when the manager is outlifting in the weight room and looks better than the star players on the team, it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't rub guys the wrong way. It, there's something negative about a bunch of ego-filled players, and their manager is a better-looking guy, lifts more weights, and thinks he's smarter than you 10 times over. It just didn't mix from the beginning.
Well, Ricky, we were just talking about, before you jumped on with us, about the one particular incident where the bats were struggling last year. And in a post-game press conference, Gabe was asked, "Well, what is something you guys might do to, you know, kind of get these guys back on track and, you know, get the bats going again?" And he brought up the curveball machine. And immediately afterwards, Bryce Harper, the first person to respond to it, giggled before he answered. I mean, doesn't that tell you speak volumes about how they feel about their manager?
That is the perfect example of what I'm saying about being smarter than the game. Do you think Bryce Harper is going to come out of a slump, or anybody is going to come out of a slump, because they're going to face a curveball machine? It's all meant. Baseball is more mental than physical. The muscle memory in baseball is built in once you leave spring training. And I'm convinced that Gabe Kapler was the kind of guy that by the end of the season, I agree with Cooney, you had it with him. And look, I've spoken to players, I'll keep names off the record, but there have been players, and basically you guys know who I was close to on that Phillies roster. And to a man, they told me he meant well, but by the end of the season, they were ready just to throw in that last towel and get away from this guy and run away from him as far as they could, because it just grew on certain guys over the year. You know, this whole reinvent the wheel, let's do it this new way. You know, it's like if Phil Jackson told the Eagles yesterday to Zen Buddha their way to a Super Bowl victory, you're going to lose a lot of guys' attention. And Kapler lost his clubhouse during that collapse in that first season.
Now, I want to squeeze a little Eagles in with you before you get out of here, Rick, but I have one more Kapler question and then a follow-up about baseball. There are some who believe that Kapler should have been given another year. Not that they don't like. Well, I know Joe Giglio feels he was fired unfairly. But the reason I'm asking is, do you think he will learn his lessons and there will be some regrets and he will have some success in San Francisco? Or do you?
He is not a stupid man. Gabe Kapler will be much better in San Francisco. Number one, he's going to learn from his mistakes. Number two, the market is perfect for him. He is made for the city of San Francisco. That's a perfect match for Gabe Kapler. And number three, he can't make idiotic bullpen decisions in San Francisco. Why, Joe? Why? Because the bullpens are on the field, right there down the baseline. All he's got to do is hand signal people to get warmed up on time. So it eliminates the possibility of those stupid mistakes out in AT&T Park.
Now that's the best point I've heard all morning, Rick. That's the most astute point that's been said today.
There you go.
So Rick, I don't know if you saw this or not. John Heyman tweeted out last night that Major League Baseball owners are expected to propose a 50-50 revenue share with the players, who are then expected to shoot it down.
Yeah.
Rick, I mean, this seems like a fair offer, no?
It's going to end up either one of two ways. This is what I'm predicting. Either the owners are going to have to settle for 60-40, 60 being player side, or they're going to have to develop deferred payments over the next, let's say, 3, 4, 5 years as the owners start to recoup some of the lost money from this year. Anything that doesn't sound like or insinuates being a salary cap. So either they come up with a number right now, if they're going to make that division, that number, it's not going to be 50-50. If the owners are willing to go maybe 60-40 player to owner, that might do it. But I think the best arrangement would be deferred payments, where the owners say, look, we're going to give you your money, but you're going to have to let us recoup this over the next umpteen number of years, and we'll have deferred payments for the lost money, the lost revenue of this particular season. That's where they're going to meet in the middle, and that's where I think we're going to have baseball. Listen, Al, you know this. Hockey's plan is out there. I heard the hockey plan this morning. 24 teams will probably play in Minnesota, Edmonton. They're getting ready to come back. Basketball, they're going to be down the road from me at Disney's Wide World of Sports. Yeah. They've been, you know, setting up and preparing for that for the last couple of weeks. Baseball cannot afford in any way, shape, or form to be the odd man out and have difficulty or not come back at all. It will damage the sport without repair. I think they'll come to an agreement. It'll either be 60-40 players or deferred payments for the next few years. Everybody will be happy as far as the money is concerned, and they'll get back on the field. It's going to be one of those last-minute things, but I think by 4th of July weekend, I'll be calling a baseball game.
Well, it'll be the NHL. It'll be what nobody wants to pay attention to in the NHL, and that's the escrow every year of salaries. They'll simply escrow.
Yeah, well, the hockey guys have been paid already.
Yeah.
So that particular part of it, they've already been paid for the entire season. They don't have that hurdle to have to go through. So it's basically a matter of the health issues, scheduling, and things like that. But a 24-team tournament, there's only seven teams out that are not going to be in this tournament for the NHL, and some teams that get a bye. I thought it was very, very interesting what I read this morning.
So, Rick, I have one more question for you. What is, and you just said you're optimistic they'll come to an agreement, but what do you think there's a cutoff date where they say, all right, this is taking way too long. We're at the point now where if we don't make a decision right now or come to an agreement, we won't have enough time to get baseball in.
June 1st. I think by Monday, June 1st, they will have to have an agreement. Remember, the draft, albeit it's going to be 2 days and only five rounds, is on June the 10th. So the attention of the clubs is going to have to shift to the draft. I think sometime around Monday, June 1st or Tuesday, June 2nd, right in there, they'll have to. And they've got to be working on a schedule right now. There's a lot of planning that goes on. And I think a lot of this planning is going on behind the scenes as they work it out, because I think guys really kind of expect things to get worked out at one point or another in one way or another. But the logistics are getting worked out now, and I think you'll have an announcement. If not by the end of next week, it'll be the beginning of the following week. But it won't go past June 2nd, June 3rd, the latest.
Just one final question, Rick, football-related, specifically the Eagles, as you are the play-by-play man in Espanol. We heard yesterday that Phil Jackson, a former Bulls, Lakers coach, nine-time championship winner, spoke to the team in a virtual meeting, a Zoom meeting, which is which is very, very cool. Have you ever I asked Al this question earlier, and he kind of danced around it and didn't give me the answer I was looking for, so I'm asking you. Did you when someone like that speaks to you or your team, you know, there can be a lasting impression from time to time, specific words that they say that you carry with you moving forward. Has anybody, and you've had one heck of a career thus far, and many people you've come in contact with, that have said something to you that has stuck with you all these years?
You know, Tony Robbins came and spoke to a group of us, I'm going to say 10, 15 years ago, and some of the words that came out of what I think is the best motivational speaker that I've ever heard have stuck with me to this day. Just personal things about maintaining your self-esteem and a positive attitude, things of that nature. Something that Tony Robbins said to me clicked in a few years ago, and I think it's something that I'll hold on to the rest of my life. So that would be the guy.
Rick, Al just wants to know, since you're headed back down to Florida and you kind of hang out there, you know, if Al can't really do much this summer now, is your jacuzzi available?
Yes, the jacuzzi is available. Al, I've got a spare bedroom with your name on it, my friend. Come on down, all right?
Yeah. Do you have any homeless in the airport you're looking at right now?
Actually, there's a couple, and there's some of those Canadian geese are going over to start pecking on the homeless that are asleep. I just came up for a day to get some dental work done by the great, I got to mention him, he's a part of the Intercom family anyway, Dr. Bence over here in East Norton. But I'm on my way home. But there's some Canadian geese that are pecking away at a couple of guys that are asleep on the lawn right here by the cell phone parking
lot. WIP Zone, Ricky Ricardo. Thanks, Rick. Thanks.
Adios.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.